Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing our studies in the sixth chapter of Maseches Damai. Mishnah Dalet says, Yisrael Shekibo Mikohen Umilevi, a regular Jew, Yisrael, who leases land as a sharecropper from a Kohen or a Levi, a priest or a Levite, Hamasros Labalim, the tithes go to the owners of the field. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rabbi Yishmael says, HaKartani Shekibel Sada Miyushalmi, a villager who lives out of town and leases a field from someone who lives in Yerushalayim, Maiser Sheni Shal Yerushalmi, then the person who lives in Yerushalayim would get the second tithe, which needs to be eaten in Yerushalayim. The Chachamim Omrim, and the Chachamim say, Yachuhu HaKartani La'alos U'la'achla Biyushalayim. The person who lives out of town is able to take the Maaser Sheni and eat it in Yerushalayim. So it's not a comparable case where only the Kohen or the Levi can eat the appropriate gift or tithe. Then the Yisrael's got no need for it. It's useless to him. He's got to give it away. Maaser Sheni, yes, the person who lives in Yerushalayim can eat it at home. But the other person is equally capable of going to Yerushalayim in order to eat it. So that is not a comparable case. Let us look in the Barton Uro. Hamasros Labalim, if the Jew, the Israel, leases from a Kohen or a Levi, then the owner of the field gets the tithes. Baha afilu Rabbanan, de pligi aleha de Rabbi Eliezer, modu. In the previous Mishnah, when it was a Kohen or a Levi leasing from a regular Jew, then there was a difference of opinion between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. But in this case, the Chachamim agree as well. The Kivan de Sada Shabalim, because the field belongs to the Kohen or the Levi, which is not the case in the previous Mishnah. Makom Maisa Shiuri Shireha. They just left the tithes where they were. So, the possession of the Kohen or the Levi. Hakartani Leshen Kirya Kloma Harish HaYoshev Bekirya Bekfarim. So it's explaining how Kartani comes to mean somebody who lives out of town. Shekein derech b'nei hakfarim l'kabel sadeh mibnei hakrachim, because the villagers would lease fields from the people who lived in the cities. Yachol hu hakartani v'chulei, the person who lives out of town is perfectly able to go to Jerusalem and eat the second tithe there. Hilkach kol echad notel chelko b'maaser sheni v'chein halacha. So therefore everyone gets his own portion of the maaser sheni, and this is in fact the halacha. Mishneh Hei. Hamakabel Zesim Leshemen, someone who leases olive trees in exchange for oil. So that's how he's going to be paid. He's going to be paid with the oil. Kishem Shecholkim Bechulin, Kach Cholkim Betruma. Just as they divide the share of secularized produce, that's also how they divide the Truma, the gift that would go to the Kohen. So it's proportion. We're still dealing of a case with a Yisrael leasing from a Kohen and a Levi, as we'll see in the Barton Uro. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yisrael Shekibo Mikohen Umilevi, a Yisrael who leases olive trees from a Kohen or a Levi, Zesim Leshemen Lamachzit Schar, they're going to sell the oil and divide the profits 50-50. Hamasros Labalim, in that case, the tithes would go to the Kohen or the Levi who owns the field. Let's look in the Barton Uro. Hamakabel Zesim Leshemen, someone who leases olive trees in order to make oil. That's the payment he's going to get. So I'm leasing my olive trees, and you're going to give me some of the oil. Yisrael Shekibel Zesim Mikohen Omi Levi. We're still talking about a Jew, regular Jew, who leases produce trees belonging to a Kohen or a Levi. Kishem Shecholkin Bechulin, Kach Cholkin Betruma. Just as they divide the secular produce, they divide the truma. Ba'afal gav dil'el labalim, even though in the previous Mishnah, when he was leasing a field from the Kohen or a Levi, the tithes went to the owner of the field. Hacha shani, this case is different. Delo kibal karka ela ilonos. He didn't lease the field, he only leased the trees. V'rabbanan lo avdei zesim kekarka. And the rabbis did not institute the same laws regarding leasing trees as they did when it came to leasing the fields. O lamachzit schar, or for half of the proceeds, sheyimkar shemen v'yechalku harevach la'emtza, so that they sell the oil and they split the profits down the middle. in such a case, Hamastrim Labalim, the tithes in that case would go to the Kohen or the Levi who own the field. To Rabbi Yehuda, Avid Zesim Kakarka, because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the Chazal did make the law for leasing trees like the law of leasing land. However, Ve'en Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda, the Halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda, so in such a case, the tithes would continue to be divided proportionately between the lessor and the lessee. Join us tomorrow when we will continue with Mishnayos Vav and Zion.